Right now, I mean, some of the absolute smartest developers in commercial real estate are intentionally building skyscrapers using math that they know for a fact is completely wrong.
Yeah, it is a fascinating, if deeply concerning, situation to watch unfold.
It really is. So welcome to the deep dive. We are looking at the commercial real estate market today, and honestly, if this industry had a high-security psychiatric ward, the heavy retrofit sector would be the screaming admission getting wheeled in at 3 in the morning.
Oh, absolutely. Handcuffed to the gurney.
Exactly. I mean, pull up a chair at the nursing desk. You're joining us for the graveyard shift tonight to review some seriously disturbed cases. We're basically doing a clinical autopsy on a market that is actively bleeding out, but insists everything is totally fine.
Right. And we're specifically looking at the CRE retrofit and heavy CapEx market. The whole reason we're framing this as a medical emergency, a psychological one really, is because of some, frankly, incredible forensic accounting and diagnostic notes we have.
Yes, from our lead investigator, Priyanshu Edathakar.
Right. Pry is really the only one spotting the severe cognitive decline in industry leadership right now.
Yeah, so we are looking right at Pry's latest diagnostic report. Because while a massive portion of the market is just, running down the street clutching these terminal pro formas, hallucinating some golden age of development that makes absolute zero mathematical sense.
Which is just wild to witness.
It's insane. But Pry is actually doing the clinical diagnostic work. Pry has officially diagnosed tonight's patient, the retrofit market, with acute cost bloat,
Yeah.
or ACB.
Acute cost bloat. It's a very fitting term.
So our mission today is to just review this autopsy of these completely delusional deals. We're going to go through Pry's notes step by step to make sure that you, joining us on these rounds, don't end up in the padded room next door polishing a useless spreadsheet.
It's a highly necessary intervention. I mean, the cognitive decline regarding budget realities is just severe right now.
Okay, so let's unpack this delusion. What exactly triggered this acute allergic reaction in a market that usually walks around thinking it's totally invincible? Like, how do the smartest guys in the room suddenly lose their grip on basic arithmetic?
Well, if we look at the vital signs of these heavy CapEx projects, we are seeing a massive external allergic reaction to material tariff inflammation.
Oh, tariffs.
Right. Specifically, we are talking about structural metals, so steel, aluminum, and copper. Pry's analysis shows that these specific, highly critical components are currently suffering from a devastating 50% tariff infection.
Right, 50%.
50%.
Let's just let that number sit in the room for a second because we really need to understand the mechanics here. This isn't a scraped knee, right? This isn't some minor supply chain hiccup that you can just put a little financial gauze over and call it a day.
No, not at all. It's totally systemic. I mean, these metals are the skeletal structure, the respiratory system, and the nervous system of any heavy CapEx project.
Right.
You need steel for the structural reinforcement. You need aluminum for the curtain walls and all of those massive window
And
systems.
copper for the electrical.
Exactly. You need copper for the miles of new electrical grids these heavy retrofits require, especially as these buildings try to modernize for green energy standards. You just cannot simply opt out of using them.
And because you can't opt out, the financial hemorrhage is just spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at Pri's notes here, and Pri points out in the chart that these metal tariffs alone, like just the tariffs, are actively bloating the total unexpected costs of a heavy retrofit by a massive 15% to 20%.
Right, which is exactly the number that induces cardiac arrest on a balance sheet.
Oh, absolutely.
A 20% swing in unexpected costs completely suffocates the original pro forma. The project is just immediately plunged into a severe state of investor confidence deficiency, or ICD.
Right, the ICD kicks in.
Yeah, because the capital partners start looking at the developer like they have suddenly forgotten how to do their jobs. The market is basically suffering from this profound institutional amnesia, pretending that these debt service cliffs and the cost bloat just aren't real.
Okay, let me push back on this with some clinical skepticism, though. Let's walk through a little mini scenario to understand the exact mathematical breaking point here.
Okay, sure.
Say I have a $100 million heavy retrofit project. Maybe $20 million of that is earmarked for my structural metals and my electrical grids. If I suddenly take a 50% hit on that $20 million due to tariffs,
Which brings you up 10 million.
right, my project is suddenly $110 million.
Yeah.
So I'm $10 million over budget.
Yeah.
Why is that causing investor confidence deficiency? Like, can't the developer just absorb that or, I don't know, go back to the bank for a top-off?
See, that is exactly where the mechanics of commercial real estate financing become incredibly unforgiving. The bank doesn't just hand you an extra $10 million because of geopolitical climate change.
Right, they don't care.
They don't care at all. You have to look at the loan-to-value ratio, the LTV. If a bank lent you $65 million on a $100 million project, so a 65% LTV, they did that based on a very specific projected yield.
Okay.
When your costs suddenly spike by 10, 15, or 20% across the whole project lifecycle, your yield compresses hard.
Ah, so you hit the debt service cliff.
Exactly. You hit a debt service cliff. The property's net operating income can no longer comfortably cover the debt payments because the underlying cost of creating that income just skyrocketed. The math just completely breaks.
Wow.
And what's fascinating and frankly terrifying here is the behavioral response to this deficiency. Like I said, institutional amnesia.
Right, which leads us right back to the delusion.
Yeah.
Because as Pri notes in the patient's chart here, the industry keeps trying to apply Band-Aids to a severed artery. But if these titans of industry are the so-called smart money, why are they still underwriting based on 2023 material pricing? Are they literally hallucinating cap rates just to make the math work?
Yes. I mean, they essentially are. It's a survival mechanism, psychologically speaking.
Denial.
Total denial. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to understand the immense pressure these developers are operating under every day. They have massive funds sitting in their accounts that legally must be deployed. They have institutional investors demanding a specific internal rate of return, or IRR.
And the developers only get paid their promote, like their big bonus, if they actually put shovels in the ground and hit those target returns.
Precisely. If they plug the real, highly inflamed 2024 or 2025 tariff numbers into their financial models.
The whole thing just tanks.
The model flatlines. The deal dies on the table. They don't get to build, they don't deploy the capital, and they don't get paid. So instead of accepting reality, they use 2023 pricing data because, well, that was the last time the math actually looked healthy.
So they literally forge the vital signs.
Yep.
They write down a perfectly healthy blood pressure on the patient's chart, even while the patient is actively bleeding out on the operating table in front of them. They smile at their investors, present this beautifully formatted spreadsheet based on pure fantasy numbers, and pretend everything is fine.
They do. But the necrosis is already setting in. I mean, you cannot model your way out of a physiological fact.
Right.
A 50% tariff on your core materials is a physical reality, regardless of what your Excel sheet says.
Which brings us to the biopsy of this whole situation. Since the patient's vital signs are clearly failing due to this total reliance on outdated pricing, let's look at the projects currently in the planning phase to see just how deep this necrosis really goes.
Well, Pri's boots-on-the-ground diagnosis of this delusion is incredibly uncompromising. The assessment is basically this. If a project is in the planning phase right now, today, and the underwriting still relies on that 2023 material pricing, the deal is already terminal, full stop.
Terminal. Like not at risk, not facing headwinds, terminal.
Terminal. Deceased. And the reason it's terminal is because of the market's standard operating procedure for dealing with setbacks.
Which is what, exactly?
The traditional real estate playbook says that when costs spike, you just try to wait out the inflammation. They sit in the boardroom and say, oh, you know, the tariffs are just political noise. They will blow over in 6 months.
Right, the classic, we'll just wait and see approach.
Exactly. They assume the supply chain will normalize. They say, we'll just delay the procurement phase and wait for the prices to drop back down to 2023 level.
Which is a fatal error.
It is a fundamentally fatal error in this specific macroeconomic environment.
Let's explain why that is.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Pri's chart right now, and the phrasing here is actually chilling. Pri describes these metal tariffs as a neurotoxin to the development brain.
A neurotoxin, yes.
It doesn't just hurt the budget on a single line item, right? It fundamentally shifts the entire development life cycle. How does waiting it out actually accelerate the death of the project?
Well, because while you are waiting for the price of aluminum to just magically drop, the clock on your extremely expensive debt is still ticking.
Ah, the carrying costs.
Yes, you have carrying costs. You are paying interest on the land loan. You are paying your architectural and engineering teams. You are paying property taxes. Furthermore, metals are the pacing item of construction.
Right, you can't skip ahead.
No, if the steel doesn't arrive, the concrete can't be poured. If the concrete isn't poured, the framing can't happen.
It's just a cascading failure.
Yeah.
So a 3-month delay in procuring steel because you are waiting for a better price doesn't just cost you 3 months of time.
No, not at all.
It costs you 3 months of labor retainers, equipment rentals, and worst of all, compound interest on your debt.
Exactly. It poisons the entire decision-making process. The behavioral side effects of this neurotoxin exposure are severe across the industry right now. I mean, we are seeing developers experience sudden urges to scream at the 10-year treasury yield.
Which is genuinely terrifying to witness in a professional setting, by the way. I've seen it.
Oh, I'm sure. We are seeing acute anxiety during standard contractor meetings. And my personal favorite diagnostic marker from the report, phantom pains in the LTV ratio.
Ah, yes. The loan-to-value ratio phantom pains. You wake up in a cold sweat at 2 in the morning because, you know, deep down, the asset isn't actually worth what the bank lent you to build it.
Because your cost basis is completely divorced from reality.
Exactly. Now, here's where the pathology gets really interesting, though. Pri saw these symptoms way before the family portfolio started trading away at a massive loss. Pri identified that these industry titans are actually suffering from what is termed the desire delusion.
The desire delusion. It's a very specific and, frankly, very dangerous cognitive block.
Right. They want the asset so badly. They want the prestige of the finished tower. They want the projected cash flow. They want the portfolio expansion.
Or the ego is tied up in it.
Exactly. And because the desire for the finished product is so high, they are willfully ignoring the fact that their international supply chain is actively poisoning the project from the inside out. They keep looking for magic beans.
Magic beans, exactly.
They keep hoping for these mythical cheap shipping containers to just arrive from overseas instead of actually looking at the brain of the deal.
And this raises an incredibly important question for us and for anyone listening right now who manages capital. How do we treat a patient who absolutely refuses to accept reality?
Right.
When the patient looks at a terminal biopsy, like a spreadsheet, that clearly shows a massive cash shortfall and says, no, I'm fine. My 2023 math says I'm totally healthy.
It requires a drastic surgical intervention. We can't just put them on bed rest and hope for the best. And that brings us to the treatment phase of our shift here. To save the project's circulatory system, which is to say its cash flow, Pri doesn't recommend aspirin. Pri recommends amputation.
It is a heavy-handed, brutal reverse psychology solution. But honestly, it is the absolute only one that works.
Right.
You cannot wait out these tariffs. You cannot massage the numbers in Excel to make the bleeding stop. The standard procurement protocol must be amputated. You have to sever ties with tariff-affected international metal suppliers entirely.
Wait, just cut them off entirely. Like the international suppliers that these massive development firms have used for, I don't know, 20 years.
Completely.
The deep relationships they built with foundries and fabricators in Asia or Europe, just gone.
Gone. Because that relationship is exactly what is carrying the 50% infection straight into your project's bloodstream. You cannot selectively engage with a volatile supply chain. Once you amputate that infected supply line, you have to perform an immediate gap filler.
Okay.
You have to execute what Pri calls a domestic transplant.
A domestic transplant, meaning developers must immediately pivot and source reclaimed or domestic materials.
Yes. You have to graft a purely domestic supply chain onto your heavy retrofit project. And I really cannot overstate how massive and painful a shift in perspective this requires for industry leadership.
I can imagine.
It means waking up from the hallucination. It means realizing the international magic beans aren't coming on the next cargo ship. Survival now means falling in love with a domestic tariff-free supply chain to re-immunize the project from that external geopolitical inflammation.
Okay, let me just look at the chart again because I feel like I need to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
I really want to push back on this domestic transplant idea.
Go for it.
If I'm looking back 5, maybe 10 years, sourcing local or reclaimed structural materials was basically just a green aesthetic choice, right?
Sure, yeah.
It was a nice little LED certified badge you slapped on the marketing brochure in the lobby just so you could charge premium rent to some tech startup.
Right.
Because domestic steel has historically been significantly more expensive up front than international steel.
Right.
So are you saying Pri is prescribing this domestic transplant as a hardcore, unavoidable financial necessity?
Yes. Absolutely. And I say that with the utmost wariness of someone who has watched way too many developers flatline in the last 18 months because they just wouldn't listen to the math.
Wow.
It is no longer an optional feel-good environmental aesthetic. Sourcing locally is the absolute only way to prevent cardiac arrest on the balance sheet.
Oh, okay. Explain the math on that for me. Because if domestic steel is historically more expensive per ton, how does buying it save the pro forma? Aren't we just trading a tariff problem for a base cost problem? And honestly, does the U.S. even have the manufacturing capacity to supply all these heavy retrofits overnight?
It is a completely fair question. And yes, the capacity issue is real, but it totally misses the core financial mechanism at play here, which is risk-adjusted pricing and predictability.
Okay, predictability.
Yes, the face value of domestic steel might have historically been higher, but the local market is not infected by the volatile 50% tariff bloat.
Mm-hmm.
The pricing, while perhaps at a premium, is predictable.
I see. Predictability.
Predictability is the immune system of a pro forma. When you are asking a bank for $100 million, they want certainty. If you buy domestic steel, the price you underwrite on day one is the exact price you actually pay on day 300. But if you rely on international steel right now, you are subjecting your entire project budget to the daily whims of geopolitical tariff wars. You are effectively gambling your LTV ratio on international trade policy.
Which means your risk-adjusted cost of international steel is actually much, much higher than domestic steel once you factor in the potential for a 20% budget blowout.
Exactly. That's the core of Pree's diagnosis. If you underwrite a heavy retrofit today without a 15 to 20% metal inflation buffer built into your international supply chain assumptions, you are certifiably delusional.
You belong in the padded room with the rest of them.
Absolutely. The math proves that domestic grafting, despite the upfront premium, is the mathematically safer bet because it locks down the variables, it stops the bleeding.
It really is brutal clinical honesty. But, you know, that's exactly what Pree's is known for in these reports. It's why Priyanshu Dutta Thakur is one of the only analysts actually performing the autopsy on these deals, explaining the mechanical breaking points, while the rest of the market is in the corner, happily finger-painting with hallucinatory IRR numbers.
It is often a very thankless job, being the only reality-grounded professional in a market characterized by recurring delusions. It is hard to tell a billionaire developer that their spreadsheet is a complete work of fiction.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
No, they don't. But someone has to protect the capital. Someone has to actually look at the mechanics of the deal.
And today, that someone is us, passing Pree's diagnostic notes along to you on this night shift. So as we wrap up these clinical rounds and prepare to discharge you back into the daylight of the actual commercial real estate market, let's just summarize the treatment plan so you don't end up admitted to our ward next quarter.
The prescription is incredibly clear, albeit painful to execute. First, amputate the international metal supply. Just stop waiting for prices to drop.
Cut the cord.
Yes. Ooh. Second, perform the domestic graft. Accept the premium of predictable local materials. Re-immunize your project against geopolitical volatility. And above all, cure yourself of the desire delusion. Before you proceed with any heavy retrofit, you need to have a very serious, mathematically grounded consultation with two things: your general contractor and your own sanity.
Protect your capital by adopting this brutal clinical honesty instead of optimistic guesswork. You just cannot model your way out of a physiological fact in the market.
You really can't.
The tariffs are real. The 50% infection on structural metals is real. The carrying costs are real.
Extremely real.
So what does this all mean for you? As you walk out of these double doors and head back to your own desk to look at your firm's pipeline, I want you to look closely at your own charts. Dig into the line items. If your spreadsheets are still hiding a 20% tariff infection in the unexpected contingencies category, you have to ask yourself, what other 2023 pricing delusions are quietly incubating in your portfolio right now, just waiting to cause phantom pains in your LTV next quarter?
It is a question very much worth answering before the bank answers it for you.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Rounds today. Keep your spreadsheets honest, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.